आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड बायलैटरल टॉक्स विद श्रीलंकन प्रेसिडेंट अनुराग कुमार दिसनायका इन कोलंबो टुडे। सेवरल इंडिया बैक्ड इनिशिएटिव्स टू बी अनाउंस्ड अक्रॉस वेरियस सेक्टर्स। Home Minister Amit Shah to hold a review meeting on anti-Naxal operations at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. US stock markets tank as China retaliates with 34% tariffs on American imports. And in shooting, India's Sifth Corps Samra wins gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at ISSF World Cup in Argentina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging talks with Sri Lankan President Anuraag Kumara Dissanayake in Colombo today to strengthen bilateral ties, especially in the areas of energy, trade, connectivity, digitalization and defence. Mr. Modi arrived in the Sri Lankan capital last evening for a three-day state visit to the island nation. Prime Minister Modi landed in Colombo to a rousing welcome as top ministers from President Dissanayake's cabinet received him at the Bandara Naike International Airport. Mr. Modi is the first foreign head of the government to visit Sri Lanka since President Dissanayake assumed office in September last year. He is scheduled to receive a ceremonial welcome in a short while from now.
All focus turned to Colombo yesterday as Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Sri Lanka for his fourth visit to the island nation. He received a warm welcome from the Indian diaspora before witnessing a series of cultural performances highlighting the shared artistic and musical heritage of both countries. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani, director of Swami Vivekananda Cultural Center, Professor Ankuran Datta described the cultural exhibits that were witnessed by the Prime Minister.
Rukadenate is a string puppetry theater in Sri Lanka, and it is the only performing art under the UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage of Sri Lanka. And so he performed a Ramayana. The entire story is based on Ramayana's Sundarkand.
With Sri Lanka being integral to India's neighborhood first policy, the visit will focus on strengthening defense ties and enhancing cooperation in energy, trade and connectivity with the Indian neighbor. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani, High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, has said that the Prime Minister will witness signing of agreements in various sectors, including defense and energy.
We of course expect a number of outcomes. There will be agreements that are being prepared for signing, which may include areas like health, there will be on digitization, on defense, on energy. So we make the formal announcements, we will have all the details.
Mr. Modi is set to hold talks with the Sri Lankan President Anuraag Kumara Dissanayake, following which several India-backed initiatives will be announced in various sectors. Apart from witnessing the signing and exchange of agreements, the two leaders will also participate in the virtual groundbreaking ceremony of Sampur Solar Power Project. Prime Minister Modi will also pay his respects at the IPKF monument to the fallen heroes of the Indian peacekeeping forces. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Prime Minister Modi arrived in Sri Lanka after concluding his two-day visit to Thailand, where he attended a summit of the BIMSTEC Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation in Bangkok. At the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. BIMSTEC stands for Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of the Bastar Pandum Festival in Dantewada district of Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Shah reached Raipur last evening on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh. Mr. Shah will also chair a review meeting in Raipur today on the anti-Naxal operations.
Bastar Pandum, that is Bastar Usav, is being organized to revive the rich tribal art and culture of Bastar and bring it in front of the country and abroad. Under this three-day program, competitions were organized in seven disciplines including tribal dance, folk song, tribal drama, musical instruments, costumes, jewelry, crafts and cuisine. The divisional level competitions started on April 3 under Bastar Pandum will conclude today. The Union Home Minister will visit temple of Ma Danteshwari in Dantewada. Besides, he will review the anti-Naxal operations as well as discuss the future strategy by holding a departmental review meeting in Raipur this evening. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, which seeks to regulate the immigration entry and stay of foreigners in India. This act repeals the Passport Entry into India Act 1920, the Registration of Foreigners Act 1939, the Foreigners Act 1946, and the Immigration Carriers Liability Act 2000. We have more from a correspondent.
The Act is intended to modernize the immigration laws, and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa, and registration. It has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. According to the law, anyone found using or supplying a forged passport or visa for entering into India or staying in or exiting the country will be punishable with imprisonment for up to 7 years and a fine of up to 10 lakh rupees. The legislation also mandates the reporting of information about foreigners by hotels, universities, other educational institutions, hospitals, and nursing homes to enable tracking of overstaying foreigners. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has also given assent to the Boilers Bill 2024, which seeks to regulate boilers and ensure the safety of life and property from the danger of steam boiler explosions. It repeals the century-old Boilers Act of 1923. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that India is set to emerge as a global leader in innovation and technology-driven growth. Speaking at the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that the country is making significant strides into the world of innovation and will soon make a strong impact on the global stage. He noted that young India is eager and ready to capture the world.
We'll need to go global. We'll need to think big. We'll need to be ambitious. We'll need to experiment. We'll need to go beyond the boundaries of our own thinking. Let's not limit ourselves with the past. Let's explore the unknown. Wealth creation in the short run may happen with some of these conveniences. Par dukandari ka hi kaam karna hai hame ya vishwavyapi aur international scale ka Bharat ki pehchan banani. That, friends, is the choice before us.
Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Vaishnav will visit Rameshwaram to oversee the final preparations for the inauguration of the modernized Pamban Rail Bridge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to visit the state tomorrow to inaugurate the new Pamban Rail Bridge, India's first vertical lift sea bridge. The Prime Minister will also flag off a train and a ship from the road bridge and observe the operation of the bridge. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be leading a parliamentary delegation to the 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU, set to begin at Tashkent in Uzbekistan from today. Mr. Birla will address the Assembly during the high-level segment of general debate on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. US stocks were battered by a steep sell-off after China retaliated against the United States for President Donald Trump's tariffs in a tit-for-tat that escalates a global trade war. The Dow plunged by 2,231 points. The broader S&P 500 was 5.97% lower. The tech-heavy Nasdaq composite was 5.82% lower. The S&P 500 shed $5.06 trillion in market value across the past 2 days, according to senior index analysts at S&P Dow Jones Indices. JP Morgan analysts said that America's economy and the broader world economy both had a 60% chance of sinking into a recession this year. China yesterday announced duties of 34% on all U.S. imports in the most serious escalation in a trade war. The Reserve Bank of India will soon issue banknotes of 10 rupees and 500 rupees denomination in Mahatma Gandhi new series bearing the signature of Governor Sanjay Malhotra. According to an official press release, the design of these notes will be similar in all respects to 10 and 500 rupee banknotes in Mahatma Gandhi new series. all banknotes in the denomination of 10 and 500 rupees issued by the Reserve Bank in the past will continue to be legal tender. National Maritime Day has been celebrated today to acknowledge the crucial role the maritime industry plays in India's economy, defence and trade. As part of this recognition, India is developing its first ever National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal near Ahmedabad in Gujarat, in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Virasat Bhi Vikas Bhi. We have a report.
Lothal is home to the archaeological remains of one of the world's oldest Indus Valley civilization. Once a thriving maritime trade hub, Lothal now stands as a site for the upcoming National Maritime Heritage Complex, a tribute to India's glorious maritime legacy and cultural heritage. The complex, which is being built at an estimated cost of 4,500 crores on 400 acres of land, will feature Lothal Mini Creation along with four other theme parks. The world's largest maritime museum is also being constructed in the complex by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways. The complex will also have special attractions including the world's tallest lighthouse museum, floating restaurant and a maritime university. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
India will launch a pioneering inter-ministerial scientific study to address zoonotic spillover risks at the human-wildlife-environment interface. This unique study will be conducted in select bird sanctuaries and wetlands across Sikkim, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu, leveraging the One Health approach to monitor the health of both human populations and migratory bird species. Union Health Ministry said the comprehensive research project aims to develop a real-time surveillance model to detect and diagnose zoonotic diseases. In shooting, India's Shift Kaur Samra has clinched gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup at Buenos Aires in Argentina. Shift delivered a composed and clinical performance in the final, winning her first World Cup gold with a score of 458.6. Germany's Anita Mangold won the silver with 455.3. On the other hand, Asian Games medalist shooter Chan Singh secured bronze in the men's event, opening India's medal account at the competition. In IPL T20 cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at the Ikana Cricket Stadium last night. Put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants posted 203 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs, riding on half centuries from openers Mitchell Marsh and Aidan Markram. In reply, Mumbai Indians were restricted to 191 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs, despite Surya Kumar Yadav scoring 67 runs off 43 balls. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals at 3:30 p.m. in Chennai, while Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. in Chandigarh. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over parts of northwest India during the next 4 to 5 days. According to the weather agency, heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over isolated places in Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days and over Delhi, Haryana, Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Gujarat till the 9th of this month. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. The BIMSTEC summit makes for front-page news in most of the dailies. Prime Minister offers 21-point plan to make BIMSTEC a bridge in Southeast Asia, leads the Asian age. PM Modi at BIMSTEC, Bangladesh warned, says the Pioneer. Government on guard against dumping, leads the Business Standard, adding Titan's vigil on China amid concerns that Beijing may reroute its shipments. Rajya Sabha approves Waqf Bill after marathon debate, writes Hindustan Times. Budget session ends, Parliament adjourns sine die, reports the Tribune. India hopeful of finalising trade pact with the European Union soon, says Ministry of External Affairs, states the Financial Express. Veteran actor Manoj Kumar passes away, reports the Statesman. And finally, Shankar Shad, Delhi's longest-running Mushaira and an ode to poetic unity, to host its 56th edition today, informs the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake in Colombo today. Several India-backed initiatives to be announced across various sectors. Home Minister Amit Shah to hold a review meeting on anti-Naxal operations at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. U.S. stock markets tank as China retaliates with 34% tariffs on American imports. And in shooting, India's Shift Kaur Samra wins gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at ISSF World Cup in Argentina. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.